Hello, I'm Tad Clark for AT&T Small Business Insights. Our topic today concerns security mistakes and how to avoid them. With me is Sydney Diamond, president of Diamond & Diamond, LLC, a certified fraud examiner and author of Protecting Your Assets, Business Security for the Small Business Owner. Sydney, thank you for joining us.
Certainly.
Before we begin, I just want to say that AT&T can help you with your security needs for your computers and network. Okay, Sydney, what is the most typical computer security mistake for small businesses? And when they make this mistake, what's put at risk?
Well, I think the most common number one mistake that small businesses make, they have inadequate or non-existent technical support. And that leads to outdated virus updates, missed security patches, missed opportunities for layered defense, and enlisting the help of the teenager down the street isn't the answer. IT security support needs to be seen as a value add, not a cost center, and it needs to be included as part of the overall business strategy, not as an afterthought.
It seems like small businesses are more at risk than large enterprises. Is this true? And if so, why is that?
They're more at risk because they don't believe they're a target by virtue of their size, when in fact, they're becoming more and more the target simply because of that belief.
What are malicious hackers going after and why do they do it? Is it just for fun or for profit?
What these professional hackers are going after are piecemeal information, and they look for portals that they can insert a leak into the network, for instance, and they're going to take tidbits of information, a few dollars at a time if they can hack into the bank account, a few pieces of confidential information at a time, and they're going to take the information and then piece it back together. And once they do that, that's how they start perpetrating their fraud.
What about when you're a small business owner and you're on the road and you want to access your email or files? Is there a way to do this securely?
It's all relative. You know, people think they're secure, but there's always going to be some measure of insecurity, whether it's from prying eyes, otherwise known as shoulder surfing, when you're sitting in the airport. And when you're in the airport and you're plugging your laptop into what you believe is a hardwired network because you're plugging it into the wall, you don't know how that network is protected.
What can small businesses do to make virus protection more effective?
By building it into their strategic and normal business operations, something that must evolve with the other processes of the business.
If a small business becomes compromised, what's the first thing they should do?
The first thing they should do is disconnect the compromised network or systems and then notify internal and external parties.
If you decide to use an off-site IT security service provider, what questions should you ask them about helping you maintain your network?
Number one, look at client testimonials. Who else are they helping? And what do their clients have to say about it? Number two, you want to look at a service level agreement. And that means, what are they offering you? What services are they going to provide? And at what level are they going to provide those services?
Very interesting information, Sydney. Thank you for being with us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Got a security question? Let AT&T help you with your security needs for your computers and network. Come back to smallbiz.att.com for more small business insights soon. Thank you.